$1,000 reward, Atlanta Constitution, Tuesday, April 29, 1913. The assault and murder of 14-year-old Mary Fagan comprised the most revolting crime in the history of Atlanta. Homicide is bad enough. Criminal assault upon woman is worse. When a mere child, a little girl in knee dresses, is the victim of both, there are added elements of horror and degeneracy that defy the written word. This outrage, with all its gruesome and pitiful settings, occurred in the very heart of Atlanta. It was committed by some human beast with more than jungle cruelty and less than jungle mercy. The detective force and the entire police authority of Atlanta are on probation in the detection and arrest of this criminal with proof. To justify the confidence that is placed in them and the relation they are assumed to hold toward law and order, they must locate this arch murderer. All Atlanta, shocked at a crime that has no local parallel in sheer horror and barbarity, expects the machinery of the law to be sufficient to meet the call made upon it. If ever the men who ferret crime and uphold law in Atlanta are to justify their function, it must be in apprehending the assailant and murderer of Mary Fagan. Fidelity to oath and pride of reputation should be sufficient incentive to the detectives to ensure their solution of this mystery. But as an additional incentive, and an expression of what is really a community-wide demand for justice in a particularly abhorrent case, the Constitution offers $1,000 for exclusive information that will lead to the arrest and conviction of the man or men guilty of the crime.